So, Democrats are fully in control now, and they're starting to actually get moving on their agenda. Is that right?
Yes. Lawmakers are only a few weeks into the session, and they're already moving forward on a huge number of agenda items. The Equal Rights Amendment, gun control, criminal justice reform, reproductive rights. Now, I ran into Speaker Eileen Filicorn on the way to the House floor, and she says she's pretty happy with where things are at this point.
And we're very excited about all the good we're going to do as it relates to anti-discrimination, gun violence prevention, the environment, and transportation on so many fronts. And so we're moving quickly and swiftly and decisively, and we're really excited about what we've accomplished already and looking forward to doing a lot more quickly in the coming days.
Now, you heard the speaker say there that the House is acting swiftly, but they're not acting as swiftly as the Senate, which has already passed much more of their key agenda items. The House Democrats got a late start because they didn't have rules when the session opened, and they're also slogging through a list of bills that's about 40% longer than last year.
So how are the Republicans feeling about all of this? Now that they're out of power, how are they dealing with this flurry of legislation coming from the other side?
Well, they're not really happy about their new role as essentially an afterthought to the whole process. Senator Bill Stanley described the situation this way.
It kind of looks like a jewelry store smash and grab, that maybe they know their time is limited, so they're going to get everything they possibly can before maybe they're out of the majorities again. Either way, they're running out of issues. At some point, they passed everything they love and they've got nothing else to do, right?
He added that Republicans never move this quickly on a list of agenda items this long, and he says he hopes Democrats can slow down a bit and not try to accomplish too much too soon.
So this week started with a massive rally on the streets of Richmond with gun rights supporters showing strength in numbers. What was the mood like for that?
Well, among parts of the crowd, it felt like a kind of big party, a party where people are carrying rifles on their backs. Now, the streets around the Capitol were packed with heavily armed gun rights enthusiasts. Now, one of them was Travis Addington from Lee County. He says he drove 7 hours to be at the rally.
I came out today because as a Virginian, it is my right to carry and it is my right to bear arms. It's our way of life in Southern Virginia. It's what we've known our entire lives. It's how we put food on our table, and it's how we provide for our families.
Now, leading up to the rally, there was a lot of concern about potential violence on the streets of Richmond, but none of that happened. Many advocates for gun control chose to stay away, and others who still wanted to make their point with lawmakers actually slept in legislative offices rather than navigate the crowds outside.
Well, I understand that wasn't the only rally this week. Even before the security perimeter was taken down, activists for another cause were already rallying in Capitol Square, right?
Yes. Labor groups like the SEIU and CASA in Action, they were here advocating for raising the minimum wage and implementing a home health care workers' bill of rights. One of the activists was Fernando Destro, an electrician from Falls Church. How do you feel about being here?
¿Cómo se siente estar aquí?
Yo me siento bien. I am feeling very good supporting the other people that don't have opportunity to receive salary, more salary.
And then a translator stepped in to help.
What he wants to try to say is that he's supporting the community, that they don't have the opportunity to have a good paycheck, right? So that's why we're here and fighting for the increment of the minimum wage.
Now, the real debate is not about whether to raise the minimum wage or not, but how fast that should happen and how soon.
Well, thank you for joining us, and we do look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you.